Very pleased to be joined in the booth by a young man who used to be a stick boy at the Chicago Stadium.
That's
back
right.
When Troy Murray joined the Blackhawks back in the day.
Kenny McCudden.
Kenny McCudden. He's an assistant coach with the Columbus Blue Jackets, and this is a special kind of an interview that we're doing. First of all, Kenny, how you doing?
I'm doing terrific. It's great to be home and see Troy tonight. Made my year.
Well, what was your first year?
Pardon me?
What was your first year with the Blackhawks?
1978.
Oh, so you were there. I wasn't sure if you were there when I first came.
Yeah, no, I was there before you. And
you're that old.
Yeah, became the first assistant, the first third man to Louis Varga and Skip Thayer back in the day. And, yes, I did start off as a stick boy, and I was pretty proud of that back in the day. But, guys, thank you very much for having me on.
And you're here to talk about something that you're involved in that I think Blackhawk fans truly need to lend an ear to, Kenny. This effort really, it was heart-rending to me when you told me about it, and I would love you to share that with the Blackhawk fans. Go ahead.
Well, John, bottom line is this is such a horrible story that became such a terrific outcome to some extent for today's kids, but... In April of 2019, there was a murder in my neighborhood of Crystal Lake, Illinois, and it was a five-year-old boy by the name of A.J. Friend, and he was murdered by his parents, and it just ripped the community apart, and it made national news, and it was just an awful thing, and we happened to be in the second round of the playoffs after beating Tampa 4 straight. We were in the second round against Boston, and here I was downtown Boston looking at this boy's wake and funeral on my phone, and it just ripped me apart that I couldn't be there because thousands came out and it was overwhelming and the whole bit. So bottom line is I had a cup of coffee, and it was an emotional time for me watching what was going back home,
right.
What was going on back home, and it just came to me to have a vision as far as what can we do to have safer parks, safer areas for kids where they can go today. And what bothered me most was Crystal Lake is a wonderful, wonderful town.
It is.
Full of soccer fields, parks,
yep.
3 ice rinks, the whole bit. And AJ never had a chance for pre-hockey. He never had a chance for Little League or T-ball or to kick a ball around a soccer field. And we know so many kids, John, cannot afford the game of hockey. I mean, a hockey stick's $250, $750 for a pair of skates. So using my platform as a coach, I wanted to be able to come home and have this vision possibly come true. So I presented in front of the park district my thoughts of studying, rinks, outdoor
right.
rinks, where kids can play ball hockey, kids can literally inline skate. And I did my homework. I did nearly 2 months of research of rinks across North America. I presented in front of two wonderful people, the president and the head of Parks and Recreation, and Debbie Gallagher and Jason Herbster. And they basically gave me the green light to go from one meeting to the next. And all this was put on the back burner after presentations and sitting down with them, and went down on the back burner because of COVID.
Right.
And it came true this October during training camp, where I couldn't be there for a meeting, but I got a call, would I go on a Zoom call? And it was at night. And it was basically a two-hour Zoom call. And not only are we talking about getting one surface, we're talking about getting two. And it's all to honor AJ and for many thousands of kids in the future. I wanted AJ to be remembered for the future and for tomorrow and not with the way he went out in life. And if this is a way of honoring him, well, the Park District's done an incredible job. The donation board, headed up by Brian Young, a phenomenal job. And with our hockey world, John, I've got a lot of people in wanting to get involved. And whether it's parents or hockey players or teams like the Chicago Blackhawks or the Columbus Blue Jackets, I'm very, very proud of people wanting to jump on board. And I think it's an easy fit when they hear the story of AJ.
How can Hawks fans get involved?
Well, they can get involved by going on the Crystal Lake Park District. It's the Crystal Lake Parks Initiative.com, where they can go on that webpage and they can donate. But we're looking to get donations to help out, obviously. When you're looking at this, we're looking at doing it right. We're looking at berming the whole entire exterior where parents can sit on blankets and watch their kids
sure.
and have such a safe environment. But, donations are going to go towards scoreboards. Donations are going to go towards helmets and sticks and that type of thing. And hopefully the Blackhawks will be involved and the Chicago Wolves will be involved as far as Chicago hockey products to be able to help these kids that cannot afford the game learn how to play the game, score a goal, raise their hands, and feel like a hockey player.
Kim McNeil has the R33M charity because of her son, Ross, who died so tragically
yes.
because of pediatric brain cancer. I know you know
yes.
Kim. She hosts an annual event, a 3-on-3, out in Wheaton. And that's a huge success. Are you looking at doing something similar to that?
Exactly. And, bottom line is if we can bring tournament play from the Midwest, which is huge when it comes to inline hockey and ball hockey or deck right. hockey, whatever which way you want to call it. But, we want to be able to utilize the facility for at least 10 and a half months out of the year. And I think the crossover, first of all, the NHL is building so many of these today and throughout cities
right.
to get to the grassroots programs. But we want to be able to have 3-on-3. We want to have crossover lacrosse, crossover soccer practices.
Sure.
And why not? If you're running a peewee team as a coach and you don't have an ice slot that night, why not work on your power play or your penalty kill on the concrete and divide the ice right. and actually run a practice, whether it's inline skates or gym shoes?
And real quickly, these are outdoor rinks you're talking about.
They are.
So it's not the exorbitant cost of putting up a one sheet or two sheets of ice with a roof over it.
Exactly. But it's going to be done right, John, in a way where Crystal Lake wants to do the very, very best job in order to honor AJ, and I believe we're going to do that. So I think the shovel should possibly be in the ground by maybe late spring.
Great.
And as soon as these donations start coming in, it's going to help. But it is a green light from the Park District side, and I think it's one of the most proudest moments that I've ever had to be able to get that call from the Park District to say, we want these rinks.
Now, Kenny, these are powerful airwaves we're on. 50,000 watts, non-directional, 24 hours. Anybody that knows anything about the radio business knows that our signal gets out on clear nights about a 1,000-mile radius or further. And you're talking to potentially a lot of people. So real quickly, in the time that we have, tell us again how Hawk fans and really anybody within the sound of our voice could get involved.
Well, bottom line, if they forget about what the website is with the Crystal Lake Parks Initiative Program, they can contact the Crystal Lake Park District and find out more about it and go on their site as far as on the web, too. But, if I can have those people out there hear a story about AJ and we can keep AJ's name alive in the right way instead of the wrong way and keep, again, thousands of kids in the future, way beyond my days, very, very safe, that's what this is all about.
It's a wonderful cause. Put her there, my friend. You're a great guy, and you're beloved. And I just want to wish you the best and hope that this thing, one more time, the contact, one more time.
It's the Crystal Lake Parks Initiative Program. And, John, I cannot thank you enough and
happy
the Chicago Blackhawks for allowing me to have this interview. Thank you very much.
Happy to do it, my good friend.
Thank you.
Kenny McCudden, assistant coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets and a Chicago guy who's doing something for his community. He's not making one thin dime out of this, folks. It comes from the goodness of his heart. So please get on board.